Hey, thank you so much for joining us today on From Start to Finish podcast with Christina Faith. I am your host, Christina Faith, where we inspire people to live authentically and start and finish your dreams. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the show. Hey, how you guys doing? Welcome to the show. I have one of my close friends, Chip Desard, chipdesard.com or Chip Desard Weddings. He is an amazing father. He's an amazing entrepreneur as well as a teacher. And Chip is here today just to talk to us, and we're going to bust it up and just spend some time talking about social media, talking about gear, talking about weddings, and talking about how to find your niche. So Chip, say hello to the people.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks so much for having me, Christina. It's a blessing to be here.
Well, it's always a blessing to hang out with you and talk to you. We just had like a huge conversation, guys, even before we started the podcast, just talking about a lot of stuff concerning resources. So Chip, normally what we do, we just talk to people and ask them, how did you get started? Did you always know you wanted to be a teacher and be a filmmaker?
No, not at all. Not at all. Fell into it. Both of my parents are teachers, and I came in kicking and screaming. I was working for Baltimore City public school system, and as a general manager of the district TV station. And then I got a fateful letter saying that your services are no longer needed. You're laid off. First time in life was laid off. And I said, you know what? I need to find a job real quick. Mm-hmm. And then I just went around our office and I went around asking. And instead of sending your resumes out, I went with my network inside that building, inside that district office, mm-hmm. say, hey, we may have a teaching gig. So I remember I got laid off. Well, it was supposed to be my layoff letter. I still have it here because I never want to forget. I got laid off in April of that year. And I was, a lot of people in my office were laid off, but then I think I got a job in like before Memorial Day, May, when we weren't supposed to get, we got laid off as of July 1. They gave us, June 30th, they gave us the notices in April, but I had a job almost immediately. So that was a blessing. I was teaching. I've never done it before. And I said, I'm going to do it. And teaching what I know, media.
All right. So when did you get started in media? Was that like a normal thing for you growing up?
Or? Not really. I've always liked gadgets and mm-hmm. always liked stuff like that. But it really got into in the late 90s, early 2000 with church and running the PowerPoint. And everyone used to have PowerPoint. It was a big deal back in the day to have PowerPoint in your service. Now every church has screens and, you know, worship software, but back then it was just like, oh my gosh, we have a screen. And then it was a big deal to even stream. So I got into that in the early days when we used something called Windows Media Encoder. I don't know if guys remember that. It was like back in the day before Flash.
I do remember Media Encoder.
Yeah, it was a mess. Uh-huh. But and it was very low quality, but we had one camera and streaming. And I kind of got into it through church. I mean, I always had a degree in it, but I never really got into it, used the gifts until at church, you know?
Wow, that's serious. A lot of people start at church, whether it's singing or technology or anything else. It seems like, you know, in the house of God that everyone's gifting is really exposed. So as a teacher, like, you have an opportunity to really, like, your classroom is amazing, Chip. So what are you desire to like impart to the students besides just technology? Like, what's your goal and what have you seen as like the best benefactor of that?
Just character. I think that it's one thing to teach since I teach what we do, you know, media. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to show somebody how to white balance a camera, how to the rule of thirds. But at the end of the day, if we are not teaching them life skills, and character skills. I had a kid the other day that was like, you know, that came to me. And this is a huge, huge deal. A kid to me. I left my watch on one of the counters. I couldn't find it forever. I was like, man, somebody took it. Mm-hmm. And one of my kids had it. And he said, Mr. Desard, I had your watch. Normally I would steal this thing, but today I'm giving it back to you. I was like, whoa, you know?
That's major.
That's a big deal for me because I'm in an urban inner city where people steal stuff all the time. And praise be to God, I've never had anything stolen. Mm-hmm. I haven't had anything, you know, messed up. And I'm not saying that's because of me. I'm just saying that I'm just doing right by kids, you know, and bad things happen to all of us, trust me. But I'm just saying that at the end of the day, teaching them the skills are one thing, but teaching them life skills. And the thing I do about Christina, I don't teach them life skills overtly. You teach them life skills, you know, on the low, and you throw it in there. And then I'm just more savvy with it because I've been doing this 4 years now. Okay. So my first year, I just didn't know what I was doing. Second year, I was better. Now I pretty much got my stride. I can do this and not scared to death of high school. And by the way, I teach high school. So, 11th and 12th grades, mostly 12th graders. So, so it can be a little scary sometimes in a public school system. So, but it's good. Have your challenges, of course. But overall, it's I look forward to going there every day.
She's just a breath of fresh air. Here is Dyrena with In My Heart featuring Melissa T off of her Love Sick EP.
It's just different.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. It feels so good.
And when my world comes tumbling down, you're my protection piece that I found. You're my direction, always around. Learn to accept what God allows. Got to hold on, I'm throwing the towel. See, he ain't never left and he won't start now. Yes, I confess that I don't know how to do it on my own, I can't make it without him. Never alone, so trust and don't doubt him. The more that I live, the more I learn about him. He know me better than I know myself. And I better check myself or I wreck myself. Been through the thing, you don't know my story. You can't even tell though, God get the glory. Who could be against me if God before me? Prince of peace, my joy in the morning.
So I ask everybody the same question because our show is all about authenticity. And I really like to bring people on a show that I have seen be authentic. They don't really switch their style. They're just them. And it speaks so loudly. So in a crowded world, how do you remain authentic when everything is changing and telling you that you need to change with it?
Yeah, I mean, you just have to stick to your story, and you have to be the best you can be. Because my gosh, everybody looks at somebody else. You know, somebody's always trying to be you. You're always trying to be somebody else. I'm thinking for myself. I have to compare myself to myself because you always look at, man, that guy's work or that lady's work is better. And yeah, you see that, but I'm thinking if you compare yourself, yes, you're going to look to others. But if you just stay in your lane and you keep putting out good content. That's the thing. I'm so busy sometimes. You want to look at other people's stuff. That's great. But I think that we have to continue to stop worrying about, what other people are thinking and just put stuff out there. Even though you may get dinged up in this crowded world, but you have to put good stuff out there.
Yeah, that's a major point. A lot of people, they just like to, keep popping content out, but it's not quality. And if you don't produce quality, you're not gonna have a lifelong career or even a seasonal career. It'll be in and it'll be out. So that's some definitely, great keys to living that authentic life. And so what advice would you give to those wanting to follow their dreams? What would you tell someone that's like, I want to be a filmmaker?
Well, I would tell them to study, first of all, I'm all about education, so I'm all about studying others, what they have done, learning, taking courses online for free and paid courses, investing in yourself. I mean, I think that being an education and now doing this for a few years, mm-hmm. I've learned that you can never stop learning. I mean, mm-hmm. that's why teachers go to professional development, even though they hate it, we hate it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's some value in it. I think that as long as you continue to learn, you continue to take those things, you continue to just make those deposits in yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I'm not scared of doing. And I used to be gun shy about, you know, going to courses or going to this course for that. But sometimes a takeaway, you may get two or three things or meet that one person that mm-hmm. you just don't know can change the trajectory of your entire, you know, career. Mm-hmm. Meet that one, because think about it, Christina, all of us are one person away from knowing somebody, you know, one mm-hmm. or two people
That's
away.
That's very true. Yeah.
You know, I mean, think about that. And once you think about that, it's not the masses, and don't get so caught up with numbers. Mm-hmm. I think we get caught up, oh, I have 10,000 this, I have 5,000. Yeah, we want numbers, but the right person, you never know who can elevate your stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good. So when you talk about people elevating, a lot of people chase after people to share their things, or they try to get in as opposed to just being themselves. How have you kind of, like, you know, learned how to balance that as opposed to, you know, just always wanting to be in the in crowd?
Yeah, it's funny. I had this conversation with a friend of mine. She's in Canada. She's a blogger, and she's just trying to find her voice. And she shut down her blog, and she always feels like she's trying to be with the cool kids. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I said, Nia, you really just have to do you. I mean, there's no other way to say that. I mean, I think that, like I said, we get caught up in trying to be everything to everybody. And I think I even had that problem, trying to be everything to everybody and just be like you. And when I say you, I'm talking about, hey, if you're a food blogger, if you're a dad blogger, you know, hopefully the crowd will come see you. And if you continue, like I said, to put stuff out there, I think we have to continue to put our best work out there. And then the most important thing I think is not only putting good work out there, you have to give value to the reader. So mm-hmm. when people are reading your stuff, the first thing they think is, hey, what's in it for me? I mean, let's be honest, you know, I mean, what's in it for me? If I'm not, you know, some of my best posts have been, you know, hey, I want you to do this, but I'm going to give you this in return if you mm-hmm. take this action. So you have to, I mean, in this crowded world, you have to give something to the readers, because if they don't know, think about it, if there's so many people and they say, hey, I don't know who this Chip Desire guy is. I don't know yeah. who this person is. So what's in it for me? So I got to provide some value. One of the things that's helped me a lot is that on my YouTube channels, when doing tutorials and before people saw my face, there have been people to come to me and say, you know what? You helped me with this thing on YouTube. And you know what? For free, I'll be forever grateful. That kind of stuff really motivates me, because I just help so many people with problems with editing, with other stuff. It was just never a thing where I wanted to make money off of it, mm-hmm. you know? And when I started making a few dollars off it, I was like, hey, okay, it's cool, you know? So I think that if you're out there to help people first, you know, I mean, it's such a cliche, you're out there to help people first, Christina, you'll really be able to grab an audience. And I think that's how I grabbed a slice of audience. And it's not massive, but it doesn't matter about being massive. You have your following, and you know, and that's what it is in this world.
All right. This lady is so consistent. Miss Jessica Reedy with Grace off of her new album, Transparent.
Can't explain how I feel. The love you have for me is unreal. I'm unfaithful to you all the time. I'm ashamed to say that out loud. I'm so sorry, Daddy. In the midst of me doing you wrong, I hear your voice say, no, daughter, wrong choice. But when I want what I want in that moment, I make decisions I wish that I didn't, and I end up running right back to you.
You keep on loving me, although I fail you all the time.
I fail you all the time.
You won't stop I'm just having fun, yeah. You give me an inch, but I take one like a mile. Till I've gone too far and I'm trying to figure out.
We often compare ourselves to other people, as opposed to, if you're going to compare yourself to anybody, compare yourself to Jesus, and then you'll see what the real measuring stick is. But comparing our differences as well as comparing our similarities causes us more so to covet other people's things, covet their following, covet the niche that they have, and then you never discover what your own niche is. And that's such a disservice to us when we don't, you know, follow our own niche, because our own niche is why we were created. I can never do what Chip does. Chip is a teacher's teacher. You know, that's just what he does. He just takes things apart. But I realize for me, I'm learning how to be a teacher as opposed to, you know, just being born a teacher. So I definitely feel you on that. So what are some things that you've learned over the years concerning social media? You talk a lot about social media, and you've been very active on it. What do you see, like a shift in the climate with the social media?
Yeah, I mean, we every year we see it. I mean, you know, from Facebook to Twitter to Pinterest. Oh my gosh, it's just so much. Google Plus. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all see the shift, and a lot of people say it's narcissism. Let me just tell you the shift that I've seen, especially in a specific niche that I've been focusing on. It's my wedding niche, and I've seen a lot of shift. Just so your listeners know, I do a lot of weddings, like Christina. We do wedding videos, and people are very visual, mm-hmm. and photos, as you know, and videos, especially photos and time feeds and, mm-hmm. and videos, especially love, because love never goes out.
Never goes out. Never goes out.
I mean, yeah, you got protests, you can have this, you can have mm-hmm. that. But love, something everybody wants. Even the people who don't want it secretly want it.
Yeah.
So one of the shifts I've seen is that more brides and more women, some men too. Some men, I can't say all just women, mm-hmm. but they're looking for this fairy tale adventure.
Yeah.
And to a fault, I guess I could blame me and you for wanting to give them that, because they're looking for, not saying a music video type of thing, but I had a friend of mine post in a private Facebook group the other day. He has a wedding coming up in 4 days, and a bride sent him 4 Pinterest ideas for some shots. He was a little irritated like this late, but this is what brides do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They go to Pinterest and they look for shots, and they're going to send it to photographers and videographers.
Yeah.
And that's just what they do.
Yeah.
And can we going to either have to execute it or
tell them we can
die. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's going to happen. I mean, people are going to say that, and they're going to want more, because they say, hey, well, you know, so-and-so did this. So Chip, why can't you do? And it's happened to me,
mm-hmm.
where someone say, well, so-and-so did this. Why? I never wanted to be the kind of guy to say, you know what? I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to be the guy to say, you know what? I'm going to try my best, but this is what I'm going to do. So the shift in social media, at least with that, has become more of a visual.
Yeah.
You know, look at how Twitter is now with the timeline and the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Google Plus. Look at Facebook, how they do pictures and video. And of course, not in even YouTube. So I've seen us going to the more visual look. And I think it's going to continue throughout the whole year.
All right, let's get into a little Trip Lee Lazarus remix by your man Gavi. Gavi, get him.
I think it goes something like Gavi, get him.
Boy, I have to back the grave. Good morning. Have been sleeping for too long. How many on it? Everybody talking, trying to see me. Disbelief like, hey, breathing even 6 feet deep. Whoa, what you say? Hold up, shut your mouth. Dead man can't holler, what you talking about? Cause what you do that though, it ain't no walking out. But let me take you back in time in my coffin now. Oh, I know you smell it in the air. Cause I've been in the grave for too long, I swear. People crying, I miss it. Oh, bitch, where it been written? My face pale, they can't tell your boy.
Think that as we grow as a society, we'll become more, we're becoming more visual. We don't like to read, we just like to look, which kind of makes us a bit lazy in the habit of it. But yeah, and I think that, you know, we see these lovely, lovely, well put together stories, and yes, they're, you know, guys, I love them. I love them. I love to tell stories, but they're not real. They're staged, they're you know? So, you know, and if your wedding day doesn't go, you know, how you want it to go, and it's off on time, you're going to miss some of those things that you're looking at other people's videos like, oh my gosh, that's beautiful. And you're like, why couldn't we do that? Well, because time happens. So I completely understand you. He said either you can produce it or die.
Yeah. But you've seen brides, I'm quite sure, come to you, say they want X and want Y.
Yeah.
And you're looking at them like, oh my gosh.
First of all,
you know what that takes.
Yeah. You
know?
Do you have a budget for that?
Yeah.
Because you know that takes a lot. Yeah.
It does. But I think that since we can see stuff, Christina, so quickly, mm-hmm. we just assume that that it can be done. Mm-hmm. And we people just, they want it now. And they mm-hmm. want to feel, you know, like, I don't want to say a movie star, but they we're just in that age where people want to see visuals. And that's, mm-hmm. like it or not, it that's why every blog post has what? A photo.
A picture, yeah. Unless you're a minimalist blogger.
Like Golden. But I mean, but other than that, think about any blog post that doesn't have a picture. Mm-hmm. None. I don't know any. Really, because we're going to look at the picture first, mm-hmm. we're going to pin it, and we're going to make a judgment call with that picture and mm-hmm. the title, of course. And if that picture and title gets my attention, I'm going to click on that.
Yeah.
I just have. And one of the other shifts I want to say I've seen is that I'm hoping more people will become more authentic. I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's good. There's something in Facebook now that you can share your life in pictures, and not your life, your year in pictures. Mm-hmm. And when we're recording this, they're at a time where they're rolling us out. Same thing with Instagram. Mm-hmm. And people want to see your ups and your downs. You know, recently I had a down, you know, where I had some things stolen, and that was a big, big post for me. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. somebody came to me and said, Chip, you know, I like that you have so many good moments, but I gotta be honest, I want to see how you bounce back when something bad happens.
Yeah.
And it's true. Good stuff doesn't always happen to me. I mean, my God. I mean, good stuff doesn't always happen to you, Christina.
Not at all.
but we don't really talk about that on blogs, because it's like, you know, I can't say that, you know, my wife got on my nerves last night, you know, or I got on my wife's nerves last night, or, mm-hmm. or students really cursed me out. And how to deal with students who curse you out, you know? Yeah. When's the last time you saw that blog? You haven't really,
mm-hmm.
you know? So those are the things I'm hoping that we as bloggers and thought leaders, we can get to not only the good stuff, but the bad stuff. And, and sometimes if you're even confused and you don't have the answer, because a lot of times I think as a blogger or a writer, we always come back after the fact, after we have a solution. But what if we are in between solutions and we're just talking about it? Like, I don't know where I'm going to go. Like, you know, I'm say if I'm quitting my job in 6 months and I write the entire 6 month journey.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where I'm going in 6 months.
Yeah.
What that would be a great blog right there, right?
Yeah.
Because I want to see where this person is going to go. And if they're transparent, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And about everything, that to me is valuable because I'm like, man, I'm going to quit my job in 6 months maybe. And let me see how this person did it.
Yeah. I think we were actually talking about, what's his name, John Saddington, and that's actually what he did. That's how he discovered his niche, was he left his blog, his job to be a full-time blogger, a really good job, and he just believed that he had a gift of writing and that he could help other people, and, you know, it was really successful for the 5 years that he did it. And I think the more we narrow down who we are, right, and we define and know without a doubt what our lanes in each season is, the more people can be more authentic. Because I think the biggest problem that we're seeing today is that everybody is being everybody. Everybody is copying each other. And it's really cool to copy when you share people's content. That's great. But if you share content and then your blog is the exact same content that somebody else shared, or the exact same framework, and you're just trying to be like the next person, everything becomes the same and there's no originality in it. So I definitely hear where you're coming from concerning, you know, our need to be original and our need really to share our ups and our downs. You did a great job of that. You recently were robbed and you shared that. And that was like, wow, he's bouncing back from that. Like, you know, you
I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
It was more of a mental bounce back.
Yeah.
You know, I think for me, I didn't get all my physical stuff back as of this taping, but I think mentally I'm over it because I moved on. Yeah, I'm upset.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it slowed me down. I have a computer that I can't do some stuff on. And you know, but I think mentally for me, that the hardest thing for me after, remember when I got robbed, I was doing a wedding the next day. So it happened so quickly that I had to just, I didn't have time to say, oh my gosh, I'll cry. Or I just had to go into solution mode. Let me see where I find a camera. Let me see how I get it. I'm in Atlanta. I'm, you know, 1,000 miles away from home. I got a wedding to do tomorrow. So that's all I need to do. And I executed the wedding. I mean, just think about this, Christina. I was outside of my comfort zone in DC area. I was in Atlanta. Praise be to God, the DJ had a good camera. And I had my friend had lights right there that I was with. So I had everything, and I had extra SD cards in another pocket. So I just had, even though I lost almost everything, I had what I needed.
You know what I mean? That'll preach right there.
You know what I mean? I lost everything, but I had what I needed. So in a mental mind frame, yeah, I was upset. I was very upset. Oh my gosh. I was, you know, but I said I had to execute. And think about that. When you're doing a wedding, you have no time to be upset. You have to focus. And I, you know, you have to focus. And I was doing photos. Thank God it wasn't a big wedding, but I still had to focus. And, you know, so I think being authentic means that you have to be transparent and you have to be, for lack of a better word, you just have to be real. I mean, that's a cliche. You just have to be real. And people see through stuff when you're not real, especially with video. And I do a lot of video. People can kind of see through the stuff. And I'm trying, like when we first met, you know, in person, I'm the same person that you see online.
All right, all must be well with Miss Liz Weiss from Portland, Oregon. She's just a old soul. Check her out.
Precious is the blood that healed us. Perfect is the grace that sealed us. Strongest hand stretched out to shield us. All must be well. Tribulation, ours is such a full salvation. All is well. Happy still in God confiding, fruitful living, Christ abiding, holy through His Spirit guiding.
Instagram creates this concept that, you know, every photo is perfect, and you're so stuck on getting the photo to be perfect that you're not experiencing the moment, and you miss the moment. You miss the moments that are being had because you want people, you know, to like a photo that you're posting, as opposed to just taking authentic photos of what you're doing and then, you know, waiting a few seconds and then sharing it with people, you know, or waiting till you get home to share it, because now you can really talk about it, you know. So I completely see where you're coming from. And
But Christina, that's funny, because I was talking to a friend of mine who does this, and she is a professional photographer, videographer, both. And I was asking her, I said, why don't you share more stuff on your Instagram? And she said the exact same thing. And she doesn't have a huge, huge following, but enough, a healthy following. But she said those exact words to me the other day. She said, you know, my pictures just have to be a certain quality on Instagram. And I was like to myself, man, I post pictures of my girls. Maybe I just don't do it. You know, I just don't post all professional stuff.
Yeah.
But there are some people that just don't post anything without it going through Lightroom, Photoshop.
Yeah, it's like the perfect everything, and it's like, oh my gosh, what's going on?
Photoshop, and if they only get 10 likes, it's a failure. You know, it's just like, really? I don't care.
Or you live your life according to likes. And it's funny because, you know, I'm very strategic. So a part of what I'm doing is, I'm very honest about it. I'm trying to get a publishing deal. So I have to, there's a certain standard that I have to keep to, as well as a certain amount of people I need to be able to influence. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you get the pictures that get 1,000 likes or whatever like that. For me, my highest likes is 100 and something, you know. But it doesn't diminish the fact that if only two people like it, like it was still a moment in my life. It's not about the likes. It's about me experiencing the moment and then inviting you into my life. So
for me, Christina, I do this thing called Icon Square. I don't know if you heard of it. Mm-hmm. They do this free thing and analyze your year on Instagram, and they analyze my 2014 year. And the most likes I got were, of course, my family pictures, some throwback Thursday wedding pictures, me and my wife, and some more wedding stuff. So everything else, couples and love stuff. Like, and those are not hundreds of likes, only like 60 some likes. So who cares? I mean, it's just, you know, those were just the ones that, you know. So if I were going for likes, I would post more stuff of my kids or stuff of me looking like the happy family and the white picket fence, and, you know. Yeah. And I don't post as much of that as YouTube.
Yeah, and you got little soon to be soldiers over, little photography soldiers over there.
Trying. They're trying. I don't know if they're going to be soldiers, but we'll see. Right now, I'm not going to force them to be. I never want to raise, you know, kids to do stuff against their will. But my oldest, she loves taking pictures and dancing. So right now, she likes to dance. So we'll see how the dance ministry goes for her. And the pictures and video are
She can do whatever she wants. Listen, she can do everything she wants. Definitely. So what, you know, Chip, you are the resource king. So what's the difference between the GoPro 3 and the GoPro 4?
Oh, man. Phew. I mean, other than the 4K resolution that I really like, but I have the GoPro 3 and at school, we have the GoPro 4. Well, my colleague has it. My other colleague has it. So I like the GoPro 3 just because it works in so many. I use it, of course, for my drones. Okay. First of all, just a disclosure, I use it in a drone that I fly. I just think that, of course, I know the dimensions are a little bit thicker, I think, for the GoPro. But I really think that. The sensor size is good from what I've seen. And I know goes at the aperture goes f/2.8 on both, you know, I think on the 3 plus. I use a 3 plus. And other than that, the 4K, is a big selling point to me. The 4K is a big selling point. Mm-hmm. But what other than that, the 1080 does just well for me, quite honestly. Slow motion recording. All that stuff. I use it a lot in weddings now. Mm-hmm. And I have the little attachment where I want brides to hold it and they dance with it or something or do some other stuff. But to me, I would save the money right now to stay with the 3 if I'm just starting out. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are doing, you want to go all out, the 4 is great. But for me, I just like the 3. I like 3 plus personally. Oh. And I've used a 4 a lot. And I use a 4 and I usually go for the highest version. But, you know, other than that, I don't see the price is a lot more, but I'm looking at some other features that I've used and some footage. I've used almost extensively the 3, and if I put the 4 by it, you couldn't tell the difference. Mm-hmm. To me. And,
yeah, that's exactly how I felt. I'm kind of like, the 4K is cool, but but you really can't see the difference. I was telling a friend to go online and just look at footage and compare and contrast. Because I can't really see it.
I mean, they had the same field of view. The aperture is the same. I mean, I shot with a 4 and it's good, but I mean, you know. I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking that the 4K isn't going to be good enough for me. Maybe, but right now I'm okay. I'm okay.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, it was really nice having you today. You're definitely going to be a consistent guest. So that's not even a question.
Well, hey, thank you. I always appreciate hanging out with you and always chopping it up with you. It's a long time coming, so we always got to do this. And you'll be on my podcast, too. So we'll go back and forth and chop it up anytime.
Yeah, thank you. Don't forget to go to Chip's website. It's full of resources. That's CHIPDIZARD.com. Remember, he taught you how to live authentically in what you're doing. Remember, you are the only one who has what you have inside of you. So be authentic and live your life with purpose. Have a great day, guys. Man, I absolutely love chilling with Chip. Chip, this conversation was amazing. Hope you guys pulled something from it about how to be authentic and learning how to use your platform in a better way. Chip is a master at so many different things. You definitely need to check him out. ChipDizard.com, D-I-Z-A-R-D. We're going to finish this off with Brian and Kate Terwalt, When You Walk in the Room.
When you walk into the room, everything changes. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. And when you walk into the room, Every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. We worship you. Are yours, we want you. We want you.